Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, tis the season for me to give you the ultimate planning tool. You have to do this every 90 days in your business and even in your personal life if you want to experience massive growth, massive success, and to live the life of your dreams. Hi, I'm Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. And listen, you're going to go through something today that's going to be absolutely game changer. Now, I would not listen to this if you're driving a car, unless maybe you're driving a Tesla. But no, I'm serious. You really should be sitting down with pen and paper, a little bit of caffeine, preferably on a weekend morning, sitting down and just thinking through this incredible exercise, which will help you have breakthroughs in this year and next year and for the rest of your life. Now, if you'd like to go through one of my books that best resembles what we're going to go through today, you can get it in my book, Unstoppable, which you can get for free. Just pay shipping and handling at beunstoppablebook.com. That's what so many of my high-performing clients have used to grow their businesses and overcome what we call entrepreneurial anxiety. Now, before we get into the 90-day planning session, I want to talk about what are going to be the five keys to having massive success this year. And these five keys are something that I've had this year to already have massive success. We've had 1 month already where we tripled our average months. It was absolutely amazing. And I can't wait for you to have that type of breakthrough, even in these crazy times. All right. This is the ultimate game plan to ride out the rest of your life with massive success. So follow these steps and you are going to crush it. Step number one, key number one to having massive success is a growth mindset. A growth mindset. If you aren't growing in your mindset, if you aren't growing in your skills, if you aren't growing in your behaviors, if you aren't doing things like getting therapy to overcome the blocks that are holding you back, then you're shriveling up. You're shriveling up and you're going to waste away and you're bank account might dwindle and your ability to succeed in life in these ever-changing times is going to be hurt. So you must be learning and evolving, getting 1% better every day. The second thing you need to have, the second key to crushing it is constant innovation. What got you here won't get you there. I remember when I was younger and some magazine article said Madonna was the queen of reinvention. And I was like, I didn't get it. I mean, she just sang songs on the radio. And then as my business grew and I realized, oh, I can't just create Turbulence Training, my one fitness product, and ride that out for the rest of my life. No, I had to constantly innovate. And then I look back and I go, oh, now I understand what they meant about Madonna. You know, she was a young tot for a while and then she, you know, had this other persona and then she switched over to this. And, you know, you see it over and over again from J-Lo to every band that you've ever seen have a 20 or 30 year career. They evolve. I mean, the Beatles, look at their evolution. And they were constantly innovating because if they just came out with the same stuff, they never would have grown. So read that again. What got you here won't get you there. What got you here won't get you there. Your skills, your ads, your copy, your video, your presentation, your leadership, it all must improve if you want to keep growing because there's no plateauing. There's either going forward or there's regressing and moving backwards. How do you do this? You learn from the masters. You hire a coach. You have somebody that you're accountable to on a regular basis. That's what set me free. And every year I spend over $100,000 a year on coaching and mentoring, and I get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50x return on that. Now, over to you. Number three, commitment to your vision. You must have a commitment to your vision if you are going to have massive success because once you know your vision, you can stick with it. But if you're bouncing around from one thing to another, if you're a real estate agent for 3 months and then you're an author for 3 months and then you're an e-com for 3 months, I hear that all the time, and those people never get the traction. Because I've discovered that over the last 20 years in my coaching career, what truly made it motivate somebody to change their life, it's not money or stuff. It's their big why, their vision. And so if your vision is to be able to have financial freedom, to be able to give your family anything, to be able to live life on your own terms, that's going to dictate your daily activities and habits. And you're going to stick with your vision through the hard times. But most people, they don't have a strong vision. They're just kind of flip-flopping through life. And when they run up into some hardships, they go, oh, I'll just try something else, hoping that it will work. But it never does, right? It's always those people, you know, like Phil Knight and Shoe Dog. You know, he went 18 years without making serious money with Nike, but he was committed to that vision. Elon Musk just about went bankrupt in 2008 after pouring nine figures of money from his PayPal payout into SpaceX and Tesla and SolarCity. Man, if it wasn't for his vision, he wouldn't have kept going. So it's your big why, people and experiences that drives you. So make sure you have a commitment to your vision. And if you don't have one, then again, go to that book, Unstoppable, from beunstoppablebook.com, and you will learn how to create your vision. Number four, the fourth key is recruiting and retaining great talent. You can't do this on your own. You can't do this without a coach. You can't do this without a team. Set your ego aside, step up your leadership, and surround yourself with the best of the best. And remember this great quote from Steve Jobs. We don't hire great people to tell them what to do. We hire great people so they tell us what to do. Don't be a boss. Don't be top down. Instead, be a leader lifting everybody up from the bottom. A servant leader, as the saying goes. Now, finally, number five, the fifth key to success in this year and next is to have resilience and persistence. You must be resilient. You must be persistent to make things work. Every day you will get up and you will get knocked down in lockdown. Okay. You're going to get knocked down in lockdown and it's going to be tough. That's why it's called the entrepreneurial roller coaster. You know, in every hour you might get knocked down. Every hour you might get knocked up. You might go from 0 to 100 and 100 back down to minus 10, and then from minus 10 to 75, and then from 75 to 30, and then from 30 to 250, and then from 250 back to minus 10, all in the same day. It's a roller coaster, and the only way you're going to get beat it is through relentless resilience and commitment to persistence. And to never, ever give up on what is important to you, which requires you to know rule number three, key number three, and have that commitment to your vision. Because if you don't know what's important to you, as the old saying goes, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Now, before we get into the 90-day planning, I want you to start thinking about your goals. Think about your goals for the next quarter of business, the next 90 days. And now I want you to expand on that goal, because you got to grow your goals in order to grow your business. You got to push yourself mentally. You know, Jim Collins wrote about the BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal. It wasn't a shag, small, hairy, audacious goal. No, it was big, big. It has to be big. Just yesterday, I was having a coaching call with a client, and he said, you know, Craig, you helped us go from 1 million to 2.5 million this year. And I think we can go to 5 million next year. And I said, 5 million, great. You think you can go to 5 million, that means you're going to get to 5 million. So setting a goal of 5 million is setting yourself up to underperform. Now, what would have to happen in order for your business to grow to 10 million? Who would have to be on the team? What changes in you would have to happen in order to get there? That's the type of thinking you have to do. Another client of mine, Boris from France, he came to me and said, Craig, coaching this year has been amazing. And then he paid in full for another year and said, you know, I just want to make sure I get to, you know, this amount in income. It was seven figures in personal income. And I said, okay, well, let's double that. 2.5 times that actually was the number I gave him. And I said, because if you change your habits and your skills to reach the 2.5 times level, then even if we shoot for the stars and land on the moon, as the old saying goes, you'll be happy with your results. And he emailed me back and he said, oh my gosh, how did you know that was my real number that I had in my head, but I was too scared to say? That's the power of a coach. And so pushing. So I originally had 100,000 new millionaire morning routine customers next year. I want to get 500,000, 500,000 customers this year. That was even more customers in 1 year than we did in our fitness business with my home workout revolution program back in the day. So it's going to be a fun year because it's going to require me to change. It's going to require my team to grow and develop. It's going to require us to find the right consultant to come in and take us to the next level. I am super excited to do it. And when, you know, we haven't found that person yet, but when we do, we are going to unlock it. We found a mastermind that's been helpful and we have scaled faster than we thought possible, but we have so much left in us. And so do you. Now, I know this because we're just about to go into our 90-day planning session that we do every quarter. And for example, if you want to look at the January to March quarter, you got to be doing this in December. You can't wait until January to plan next year. You can't wait until April to plan April, May, and June. You can't wait until July to plan July, August, and September. And you can't wait until Halloween to plan the final quarter of the year. You got to be ahead of the game. And so that's what we're going to jump into. This is the nuts and bolts of building a bulletproof 90-day plan for success. This quarterly planning has been something that I've been doing since I learned it from Vern Harnish and the Rockefeller Secrets of the Rockefeller Habits. I went to one of his Gazelles training. Then he's, you know, now he calls his business, Scaling Up 2.0. And, you know, it's good. EOS has a similar 90-day planning session, and we have our own. And the way it goes is like this. You're going to take about 3 hours, and you're going to need about 1 to 3 of your other top team members. Now, if it's just you at this time, that's okay. It would be great even if you had some outside eyes, someone who knew something about your business and can give you some insights. But if it's just you, then it's going to be just you and me going through this, and that's totally fine. But it's going to take you a while, so you got to set aside that time. Saturday morning, Sunday morning, if you're busy during the week, get away from your regular workspace. You can't be doing this sitting at the same old desk where you always do your stuff. It has to be outside of that because your brain operates differently in new environments. You will actually have bigger breakthroughs. That's why people do offsite planning sessions. It really is killer and critical and crucial to your success. What you do is you come up with three big rocks. You're going to end up with three big rocks. And the three big rocks are your biggest priorities for moving forward. So limiting it to three big rocks forces you to say no to 300 things. I remember the last time we did this, our last quarterly planning session, we went in and we had all these ideas of, you know, YouTube marketing. And we had all these ideas of like 3 or 4 products we wanted created. But when we looked at it, we said, we can either make a couple million bucks with 7 products, or we can make 8 figures with just the results of 2 programs. And okay, that makes it a whole lot simpler, less complex of a business, but more profitable and very clear and straightforward. It's a clear vision for the company, a clear North Star for us to be marching forward to every single day. Why would we complicate this system unnecessarily so? And it forces you to say no to things. It forced me to say no to doing podcasts, and not my podcast, obviously, but other podcasts. Bedros Koulian and I even shut down a 7-figure mastermind because, you know, he's trying to build True Lean, his new supplement company, into a $100 million a year company. And he's trying to, you know, keep Fitbody Bootcamp going through these crazy lockdown knockdowns and maintain that at like a $50 million a year business. So there's a lot of work that he's doing. And he's like, listen, I love hanging out with you, Craig. And I said, I love hanging around you, Bedros. But, you know, when I'm trying to build this business around morning routine and my coaching program, does it make sense for us to be spending, you know, 12 to 15 days of the year devoted to the Empire Mastermind that makes us, you know, a nice, easy, you know, quote unquote, easy $1 million. But that's really not what we should be doing. So let's put it on hold, brother. Yeah, let's put it on hold, buddy. And we said that. So we said no to something. You have to say no and step away from things. I've shut down businesses that I put $100,000 into because it was choking me. It was choking me and my ability to make another $10 million with a different business. You can't just say, well, I put $1,000 into this. I got to keep going. No, that's not a good enough reason if there's no future for it. That's not a good enough reason. And so you got to step back. You got to step back. It's like, you know, I see a lot of, another analogy is endurance athletes. Oh, I got to run through this, you know, pain, these blisters and all these things. Oh, that's just stupid. You're not going to be able to do anything for 6 to 9 months. Why are you going to hurt yourself just to finish a race? It's not rational what we do sometimes. We throw good money after bad, as the old saying goes, and I don't want you to do that. So over this 90-day planning session, you're going to come up with three big rocks, the three things that are going to move the needle in your business unlike anything else, and that's where you're going to stop. Then you have three key performance indicators per team member, not more, and then you have 300 items on your not-to-do list. That will be so helpful. Now, as we get into this 90-day planning meeting agenda, we need to know that we're going to start with sharing our vision and our mission. Then we're going to do a SWOT analysis. And then we're going to have those three big rocks, the KPIs, and we're going to go from there. So it's very helpful for you to share with the other people in this planning meeting what the actual vision of the company is. The vision of my company, Early to Rise, is to help small business owners live their perfect life. Help small business owners live their perfect life. And then, you know, small business owners is pretty obvious, and perfect life is up to the small business owner. We help them make more money and make more time for what matters, have better health, have better relationships, not lose that marriage. You know, take a look at a quote that came in from one of my coaching clients today. Man, it's absolutely amazing what he's been able to accomplish in the last couple of years of working with me. He said, "Craig, I have made more money, worked less, and played more golf in the last 2 years compared to the previous 6 years. I love being coached by you. Best is yet to come." His name is Ron Mora. He's not only one of my clients, he came to one of my workshops first and now gets phone coaching. He is also one of our team members. He does both coaching and enrollment into our program. If you've talked to Ron, you've met a guy who has 2 kids under the age of 4. Again, plays golf every single day in the summertime in Southern Ontario when the weather's good. Has a great relationship with his wife, and is making 2.5 times more money now than before he started working with me, living the life of his dreams. And that's the person we want to help. We want to help the female version of that. We want to help the 60-year-old version of Ron. We want to help the 20-year-old version of high-performing, ambitious entrepreneurs who know that they are capable of so much more, who need the structure and guidance to achieve it, who need the support, who need the marketing skills, the high income skills, who are willing to do the work, and they're doing it for a big why, and they have a growth mindset. If that is you, you and I are going to get along like two peas in a pod, okay? So you can always go to craigballantyne.com and send me a message or fill out the application there. Would love to work with you if I just described you. All right? We're straight to the point, no faking. We just get right to it. We don't spend hours doing kumbaya and stuff like that. We're too busy. Instead, we get right to giving you the advice that you need. Now, that's our vision, is helping small business owners live their perfect life. The mission is to help 500,000 entrepreneurs per year double their productivity and income through our books, our online courses like the Millionaire Morning Routine. We're going to sell 500,000 of those, and coaching. We have high-level coaching programs where people can get access to me or Ron or Daniel Woodrum. We have female business coaches for female entrepreneurs that prefer to work with women. And we have mastermind groups where we have this massive networking where people can connect with like-minded entrepreneurs, because that's one of the toughest things about being an entrepreneur is, yeah, great, you can listen to this podcast, you can go and do the information and do the planning on your own, but I don't have anybody to bounce this off of, Craig. I don't have anybody to understand my struggles. I don't have anybody who I can commiserate with when, you know, somebody got mad at me on my team, or people have different opinions on my team, or they're, you know, they're having a tough time. I have nobody to go to with my complaints. They don't want to hear my complaints. And I'm like, you're right. But in a mastermind, people will be able to say, hey, listen, I feel you. And when I was in that position, here's what I did. That's the power of the mastermind. And that's what we want to do for people. So after you've shared your vision and your mission with your team, then you go on to the SWOT analysis. This is essentially, and you might spend a little bit of time just answering these two additional questions, which is, what are you doing right? What are you doing right in your business? That's in the SWOT analysis. But also, what are you doing wrong? What are you doing wrong in your business? And, you know, we were focusing on some of the wrong lead generation tactics, and we were not putting enough time into our strengths. There's a time and place to improve your weaknesses, and there's a time and place to just focus on improving your strengths. And a lot of the time, you actually are better off improving your strengths, especially in business. Now, that's not true in the gym. You know, if you've got strong pecs and really weak rear deltoids and a really weak rotator cuff and really weak back, well, no, you actually need to spend time on your weaknesses. But in business, if you are really good at one lead generation source and one sales system, you're better off pouring your energy and effort into making that so much stronger. Now, yes, you have to protect your flanks by having additional lead generation sources. But if you want to 10X your business, it's probably by 10Xing your best approach. So keep that in mind. Now, in the SWOT analysis, S-W-O-T, not SWOT, like the Special Weapons Assault Force or whatever that is. But instead, SWOT analysis is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Now, here's the difference. You might say, well, what's the difference between a strength and an opportunity, a weakness, and a threat? Strengths and weaknesses are controlled internally. So if you do a SWOT analysis, you can do it in a grid, you know, with like S in the top left and W in the top right and O in the bottom left and T in the bottom right. But you're going to need a bunch of pages for this. Like, you're going to take notes and notes and notes. But strengths are controlled internally. And what that means is, you know, in my business, we have intellectual property that we control because we have trademarks, we have specific systems, you know, we have my books. All of this stuff, all of my videos, it's all intellectual property, and we're pretty good at cranking out new intellectual property and new content. We're also pretty good at email marketing. We're also pretty good at Facebook ads. We're strong there. Strong. These are strengths that we have built up and control. We have also built up a good culture and a great community. Actually, I should say we have a great culture on our team and a good community, so I actually need to improve on the customer community, but it's good. It's good. People love our Facebook group for our Millionaire Morning Routine and Perfect Day Formula. They love our mastermind. We could just be doing better by growing it. So you can go on and on and on. What are your strengths? Our customer service team is absolutely amazing. Like, I of my entire company, our customer service team is the strongest part of our company. If our sales and Facebook ads were as good as our customer service, we'd be a $100 million company. It's that good. So we just need to keep on improving. On these strengths, you know, we're good at Facebook ads. We're not good at LinkedIn ads. So we're not even going to bother wasting our time there. But we want to drive more traffic using Facebook ads, YouTube ads, video, Instagram organic, LinkedIn organic. Those are all our strengths. Also, my podcasting ability, you know, doing these podcasts here, doing the podcast with Bedros, we get about 15% of our clients through podcasts. So we're going to continue there. We're good there. Reputation. I've been in one form of business, from fitness to business coaching, for over 23 years now. You know, I got my first personal training client in like 1994. I won't really count myself being in business yet. But, you know, in the late 90s, I had a good business. Early 2000s, it started taking off. I've been here, done that, achieved what most people want to achieve, traveled to 45 plus countries, you know, am done work well before 6 o'clock every night and just living the life of my dreams. And people want to achieve what I've achieved. And so I have that reputation. I have a huge network. I know thousands and thousands of people. I can call on them at any time. I have also been on so many people's podcasts to grow that network. And, you know, not everybody in the world likes me, of course. But almost everybody that's done business with me has had a good experience doing business with me. Those are just some of our strengths. In addition, we have Austin, our copywriter. He is young. He's hungry. He's more productive than I am. And he's only 24 years old. He is a strength on my team. Our tech team, absolutely amazing. And I could go on and on and on and on, right? Now, weaknesses. These are controlled internally, like your strengths. These are things, as I talk about in my book, The Perfect Day Formula, it's, you know, number one of the C's, control what you can. Your weaknesses are weak because of you. So Man, you know, my social media is okay, but it needs to be so much greater. It could be sales processes that you have. You know, maybe you're good at getting people interested in what you do, but you have no idea how to close them. So your sales are weak. It could be that your leadership is weak. You know, my leadership is a lot better now than it was, but I will still say that my leadership is in the weak side of things compared to somebody that is a leader of a Fortune 500 company or a SEAL team or something. My leadership needs improvement. Now, this is not a weakness that you can ignore. Some of your weaknesses you have to address. Some of them you can ignore. For example, I mentioned before, we don't do LinkedIn ads. We're not going to try and get better at LinkedIn ads right now. There's so many other strengths we can take advantage of for us to be successful. So make a long list of your strengths and your weaknesses. It could be your communication is weak. It could be your speaking skills are weak. Your social media video skills are weak. It could be that you're losing money on Facebook ads, so you're not good there. It's just a checkup from the neck up. Be very honest about what you're good at and what you're not. Now you slip over to opportunities and threats. These are externally controlled. An opportunity is externally controlled. And what that means is, what's the industry trend? When I started online with fitness in 1999, the industry trend was rising in two ways. One, the internet was coming around. I mean, if you were trying to start a business on the internet in 1999, 2000, you would have to be pretty bad to not make some money. Because the tide was just lifting and it was raising all boats. Same with the fitness industry. You know, it was really taking off back then. Really taking off. It's still taking off today. More people need fitness. And so it's a rising trend. Again, today, if you're an online fitness coach and you can't make $10,000 a month, I don't even know if you're trying. It's just the trends alone are making most people six-figure earners. Then, you know what? COVID can actually be an opportunity. It was for so many of my supplement manufacturer clients. I had so many clients who had the best month of their entire 10-year career in May of 2020 because it pushed everybody into thinking about supplements. And if you were smart, you could make a lot of money. It was actually an opportunity for some. It was also a threat to some, but it was an opportunity to many. Another opportunity that is outside of your control are technology costs. Look at what we are able to do with technology today. You have an iPhone and a couple of apps. I actually have a client who was coaching with me up until COVID, and then he had to stop because he had huge emergencies in his business. But he was running a 9-figure manufacturing company from an iPhone. He lived down in Tennessee, and he would drive his pickup truck between manufacturing locations and between offices. And sometimes he would pull over on the side of a country road, sit on his tailgate, and run a 9-figure company off of his phone. Wow. Come on. Are we living in the future or what? You know, and these smartphones that are available in so many, over a billion people's hands these days, like, you have a great abundance of power in technology for not a lot of money. So decreased technology costs are huge. Now, there are some ways where technology costs are increasing because it seems like you have to have everything on technology these days, but it is an opportunity. How can you take advantage of the computer power in the palm of your hand? That's an opportunity. Now jump over to the threats. Again, controlled externally. You don't control industry trends. I mean, there are one or two people who can move an industry trend, but most people can't. Another externally controlled thing is technology risk. Like, from, I lived in Toronto in 2004, I believe, when they had the blackout. You know, the blackout was from Ohio to Toronto. And, you know, we were out of power. I was fortunately only out of power for about 24, 30 hours, but some people were out for 72 hours. And, 9 months later, there were some more babies born around 9 months after that blackout. It's funny, but true. But we don't control the grid. And, you know, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you know, that's the first thing that's going to be attacked in the next war. And we're all going to be without power. And you don't fully control that. But you also don't fully control your internet. I mean, you can have the internet, but some days your internet will go down. And maybe you have an office lease, as I did in Denver, where the internet and the Wi-Fi is slow, so you can't do Facebook Lives. That drove me nuts. I had to leave that business, not business, but leave that location because that office was a pain in the butt. So there's technology risk, there's industry trends, which can be good or bad. COVID can be good or bad, obviously. And climate change can be good or bad. Presidential election results can be good or bad for your industry. The entire housing market, you know, you don't control the housing market, but it might determine whether or not you have a good business. So those things are threats. What are threats that you don't control, but you must factor into your future planning? Wow, that's a lot of stuff. But when you do that now, I mean, you're probably going to spend 90 minutes, 2 hours talking about those four things: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The big rocks then come from your big opportunities. The big rocks are your outcome goals, and the KPIs, key performance indicators, are process goals, according to the way that I do goal setting, which I'll show you in a moment. So at our last quarterly planning session, our big rocks were 1,000 buyers a day and relaunching our Double Your Profits coaching program. We also had a third one, which we then canceled a few weeks later because we realized our two big rocks were the most important things. So our third one was to create a course called Double Your Discipline. But we realized the other two would require so much of our focus. So then there was interesting KPIs determined for me by my team. They said, you got to take every Friday off to focus on the strategy and vision of the company, because without you thinking about the business and working on the business, it will bottleneck us. So I was forced to cancel all meetings and all calls on Fridays. And it's been a huge game changer. We have one opportunity that's come from it that might have solved so many of my problems and given me a revenue stream, which could be greater than everything else I have combined. And I also... So I had the Fridays off was my first KPI. I had 6 hours of strategy per week was my second, and 4 hours of extra leadership calls per week. So my week, aside from Friday, is pretty jammed up with calls, not just with my clients, my top clients, but also with my team. We're now doing nearly 2 hours of sales role playing every week, which has increased. Then my copywriter, Austin, he had to do 20 hours of copy per week, 15 hours on funnel building, and he had to generate $5,000 extra in email revenue. So we went through and built these KPIs out for our team, just like you will from your big rocks. Now, with your big rocks, if we go to my 90-day planning sheet, and if you've never gotten my 90-day planning sheet, I am pretty sure that you can get it. I'm just going to find the link, the 90-day planner that we have for Early to Rise. If you go to earlytorise.com/9090-day-blueprint, earlytorise.com/90-day-blueprint, you can download for free my 90-day planner, and you'll take your one of your big rocks and you'll put it up in the top left under outcome goal. And then underneath that, you'll build process goals, the action steps. So outcome goals are not fully within your control, right? The 1,000 buyers a day. I mean, we could get kicked off Facebook and that would really hurt us, and we don't control that. Or, you know, we could magically attract, you know, randomly attract a couple affiliates who start driving us 100 sales a day and it becomes a whole lot easier. So we don't fully control that outcome goal, but if we follow the process goals underneath, we will get as close as possible to our outcome goal. And I'm going to go over this planning page in an upcoming replay podcast. I've done a podcast on this. I'm going to share it again very soon so that you are fully prepared for the upcoming quarter and year. So once you have your outcome goal and your three process goals, the action steps that you control to get there, then you build out what can you do in the next 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, 7 days. And you start to build out this very clear roadmap for achieving that big rock. And then you delegate the task to your team and assign them their KPIs. This type of planning is so powerful because it takes you from like, yeah, my goal is like to hit $1 million next year, which is so abstract, to something that is so concrete that everybody sees the path to achieving the North Star of your vision. And when you have that growth mindset, and when you have the accountability of somebody that you deeply do not want to disappoint, who's going to hold your feet to the fire, just like you're going to hold your team accountable with the action steps that you've built out in this plan, success becomes much more automatic than it ever has before for you. You can build this for your personal life. You can build this for your business. You can build this for your side hustle. You can build this for your career. This planning is the missing link. It is the bridge between that overcomes that gap from where you are right now to where you want to get to. This is the secret. So I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you about what you've planned out and where you are kind of like beating your head up against the wall because you've found an obstacle that you can't crush. And I would love the opportunity to help you with that. So what I want you to do is go back and listen to this again, apply it on a weekend morning or, you know, anytime you have a couple hours, build this with your team, put together the 90-day outcome goal action plan, and then let me know where you're running up against obstacles, okay? So hit me up at support@earlytorise.com or on Instagram at @RealCraigValentine and send me what you have planned for the next 90 days and also hit me up when you crush that 90-day goal in less time. I'd also love a 5-star review over on iTunes and all the places that you hear about this. And then again, if you want to work with me in the next 90 days or the next year to build your business, go to craigballantyne.com and fill out that application to have your best year ever. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.